It's a really, really shocking figure, and I think a lot of people will be quite stunned by that. And that figure is from the Central Statistics Office. It's publicly available there, and yet so little is really being done to try and tackle this. So what we're asking is, the local elections are coming up on Friday. What we really, really need is local election candidates, if they want to get elected, to start talking about empty homes and start talking about what they're going to do to bring those empty homes back into use. It's not good enough that there are thousands of empty homes all over Donegal, all over the whole country, actually, when there are so many people who desperately need a home. This is such a simple, straightforward way to get people into homes, and there's so little appetite to really, actually make a difference there. So we've commissioned some research which has shown that there's actually quite a lot that local councils could be doing to try and bring these empty homes back into use. Obviously, there have been some really great steps towards this, with like vacant home grants, derelict home grants, but they don't go far enough. They're too hard to get. So what we're asking local election candidates now, with the elections coming up on Friday, we're just saying, please put the focus back on empty homes. Put the focus back on the fact that there are empty homes all over the county, all over the country, and start talking about real sustainable solutions to getting people into those homes.
And dereliction is a particular issue in Donegal. Isabel Buffet is one of the most derelict towns in Ireland, and there is schemes in place and things have been put in place, but whenever it comes to seeing those actualised, it seems to be things like red tape and bureaucracy that gets in the way of it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and there's so much red tape and bureaucracy around getting those grants that you need to bring a home back into use. One of the big issues that people face is that if you want to get the vacant home grant, for example, you've got to pay all of that money up front yourself, and then you've got to get the money back off the council afterwards. That's not good enough. Plenty of people don't have, in fact, most people don't have that kind of money sitting in their bank account, possibly tens of thousands of euro that they need to renovate a house to make it livable and make it fit to live in. So that's just a glaring issue with those grants straight away that could be resolved, and that money could go straight from the councils, go straight to the builders, the contractors who are doing the work on these homes, and then that would get people into these homes, get these homes back into use. It's a win-win situation for everybody, but unfortunately at the moment there's a lack of joint-up thinking going on here, which is leaving more of these homes just sitting there languishing, falling into disrepair. So many of us are looking for a home and we can't find one.